I feel great. Now, the last couple of weeks have kind of been a blessing in disguise to let my hand heal, and feel really good going into this week.
What did you learn from just watching?
A different point of view. It gave me an opportunity to kind of sit back and watch things from a different perspective and really kind of catch up on some of the mental reps and also a little extra preparation in the film room.
Focus has been on the hand, but how's the film?
It's good. Like I said, it was a blessing in disguise the last couple of weeks, just to kind of give it time to cool down a little bit, and I just get a little extra treatment on it here and there and really kind of knock it out. So right now I feel great. Of course, go out there today and have a good practice.
You heard what Gus said Monday. Or I don't know if you heard about it. You playing free on Friday in the scout team. You thought you wanted to capture that a little bit more.
Yeah, just going out there and really just having fun, just playing ball. And it was a fun experience to go out there. And we were going against our defense, and we were just trying to make plays. It was like we're in the backyard again. And if we can emulate that within our offense on the regular season games, we're going to be extremely successful.
Easier said than done, though. I mean, you guys are trained not to make mistakes.
Exactly,
well, you know?
And there's a fine line between sticking to your rules and executing the play than having just a little backyard fun. But at the same time, sometimes you got to need that for an explosive play to happen.
Do you consider yourself a risk taker as a player?
I think the quarterback position, you got to take calculated risks. You can't be too greedy, but at the same time you do have to take shots, and that's kind of where the calculated risk thing comes into play. You got to take one-on-one matchups on the field, sometimes two-on-one. It just depends on how the game's going and how you're feeling, but you always want to protect the ball, and that's one of the big focal points of this football team. But at our position, you do got to be a little riskier to make plays happen.
Gus described you as a pleaser. Is that an accurate description?
I think any player on this football team wants to please. You want to please your teammates, you want to please the coaches, and you do that by going out there and executing and playing at a high level. And so I think we all in this locker room could be categorized as that.
Does that lead to overthinking, though, on the field where you're so worried about trying to?
No, and the thing that we've worked towards the last couple of weeks is really simplifying what we're doing at the quarterback position and on our offense, so we can go out there and play at a faster pace. We're not thinking when we go out there. We're executing our base plays at a faster tempo and a higher level.
What are some keys for you this week in practice?
I really just get back out there, make all the throws I need to make, and I did a little bit last week, which was nice to get back out there, do the individual, and, of course, go through a full practice Friday, but taking all the reps, staying healthy, and just getting all the looks from our team.
Was it a confidence boost that as soon as you were cleared, you were back to being the starter?
It's what you expect. You know, nothing's ever given you this league, and you have to earn whatever you're given. But at the same time, you want to go out there every week in, week out, and prove that you're the guy for this football team.
Starting to get some people back. I mean, Mercedes looking like he'll be back on Sunday. Mm-hmm. How much of a difference maker?
It's a big difference maker. When you have Mercedes coming back and then getting Justin back in a couple weeks, it's going to help this football team. They're great players, and it was unfortunate that they've been out. We've had a couple guys, other guys dinged up. When we get all these guys back healthy, we'll be ready to roll.
Your view from the side, this offense has struggled early in games and in early downs, mm-hmm. early in games. What's your view of that from the side?
Yeah, we gotta start faster. You can't have numerous three and outs to start a football game. We gotta be better on first down, so we're not setting ourselves up for second and long and third and long, because the defenses are too good in the NFL to be successful when you're in third and nine. So we just gotta focus on early downs, execute at a higher level, and just play ball.
Talked about risk. Is it a little more likely to throw a ball up to a guy like Cecil who will go battle for it?
Yeah, he's doing a great job, and we got to get guys to raise at his level, and he's pushing other guys, and it's great to see the receivers kind of looking up to him and kind of emulating his preparation.
Gus also talked about starting fast and so many three and outs early in that first half. Mm-hmm. How do you make sure you start fast?
I just focus on the details. You can't have mental errors in your opening plays. They're plays that you know are going to get called early on in the game, so if anything, you should know those like the back of your hand. And in order to do that, you just got to put a little more time in the film room, and things aren't ever going to go the way you expect in the beginning of a game. And you just got to prepare for everything and just expect for the best.
You brought up backyard. How much fun is it throwing a deep ball?
Oh, it's great. Not really being able to throw the last 4 weeks a lot like any other normal season. It's going to be fun to get back out there and let some go.
How do you get the run game going?
It's got to be more efficient on rundowns. I think, you know, we kind of start finding our stride a little bit in the second quarter, second half of the game. And we've got to continue to start fast. We can't come out and go negative rush yards in the beginning. So we just got to continue to work on it and figure it out.
5 points in the first half this year for Steve.
It all goes to starting fast. We've gotten better throughout the game, obviously, but We just want to start fast. I think the focus this week is try to start fast and just keep stay consistent on first down, and we'll see how it goes from there. We just haven't been getting positive gains on first down, so we want to continue to do that and or work to do that and then continue that going.
Is it too early to make some personnel changes?
I don't know. Where?
Offensive line?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
It's running back?
It could be. It could. You know, you never know, man. You never know. We were in San Francisco and we saw that go down, didn't we? That was crazy. No, I don't think. I mean, once again, it's third game of the year. I think we've improved as an offense as much as people. You know, I see all the little jokes and stuff. And each game we've gotten better. So we just want to continue to keep doing that and start fast. And I feel, you know, once we get going and understand where we're going and how we're doing things, I think we'll be better off. But we started moving the ball once we got kind of adjusted to what the Seahawks were doing. And, you know, we just want to continue working on that.
Is it maybe just the strength of this team makes it difficult to play from behind, chase a lot of points?
Yeah, we have a lot of guys down right now, a lot of young guys playing, and so we have to simplify a lot of things, and it's tougher for us to go out and disguise certain things just because it's tough for everybody to be on the same page if we're, like, moving, doing a bunch of moving parts. So we just want to continue to hone in on what we can do, what we do best, and I thought we figured that out in the second quarter of the game where we started moving the ball a little bit. So we just want to continue doing that, and obviously we don't want to turn the ball over, and that's everybody. You know, I thought I did a good job trying to bat the ball down. I actually popped it up and helped him. So, you know, that's my fault. So we just have to continue working on those things, and we'll be all right.
All right, Gus talked about playing free. What's the balance between you guys are always out there trying not to make mistakes as well in terms of turning the ball over and penalties and then just playing like your hair's on fire. Is that a difficult balance sometimes?
No, not at all. Coming from last week, we had zero offensive penalties in a pretty tough environment, so it shows that we have the ability to do that. For Blaine, I mean, he just has to come back, and we have to get back on a rhythm with everybody. I think Mercedes will be back this week. And so we just got to start getting guys healthy and getting back, and I think we'll be okay. Playing free, I mean, you can't really worry about what people are thinking while you're out there because half the time the other guys are trying to hurt you or hit you or whatever it may be. So I think he'll be fine with that, and I think we'll be okay.
Gus also said that maybe Blaine will benefit from focusing on 5 to 6 different things that works for this offense. Do you think the group as a whole can benefit from saying, hey, let's just focus on these certain plays to get going and then expand it?
There's a lot of areas for improvement. There's a lot of things we've done well. So obviously you want to grow off what you've done well, but you want to improve. So we want to still have our whole offense. We don't want to go in. I think that's what we've had to cut a couple things down just because of some of the youth on our team and some of the injuries we've had and the spots that we're kind of not as much depth at with the new guys. So we want to start to be able to open that up and get guys out there. We have a lot of guys that can make plays in space. I mean, we've added Clay Harbor, DJ Williams. Those guys are great weapons at the tight end position. Obviously, with our receivers getting back healthy again, we saw what Burton did. Obviously, Ace, you know what Cecil can do. So we just want to start getting guys back and start letting our offense be able to use all our weapons. We haven't been able to do that in the last couple of weeks. So once we're able to do that, I think we'll be fine.
Gus described Blaine as a pleaser. Is that an accurate description?
I don't know what that – it wouldn't – what
gets,
context.
He gets focused.
Vito, hey, how are you, late?
He gets focused on trying to please Gus and please Jed and please Dave, and that affects his play at times.
I think that's – I mean, this is a business, so we obviously understand that from last year. And part of that is doing your job, but making sure you're doing what you're asked to do. So sometimes you don't want to kind of – if you feel like you could do something, you don't want to step out of character and not be that. But this is a different organization than last year and the years prior. So hopefully Blaine – you know, goes out and plays Blaine's game. I mean, we feel like we can – and I know we can win with him. We've done it before, so we just want to continue doing that and getting out of this bad slump we're in.
Are elite quarterbacks pleasers?
I mean, elite quarterbacks, they're in a consistent environment, and we haven't had that here. So it depends on what you want to call elite. And so we have to get consistency here, and I think with that you'll start to see some of these guys blossom a little bit more.
Does Mercedes' impact in the running game, is that kind of getting overlooked a little bit maybe?
I think his impact, I mean, his receiving ability is another thing. He's another threat out there. Obviously, Reiser's been doing a great job, Clay, those guys. But to add Mercedes, and everyone knows what he can do in the passing game, that also lightens up the box a little bit. What a lot of people underestimate about him is his run, his ability to block defensive ends, the run game, and linebacker. So he is a guy that we've missed, but it's on both sides of the ball, and we're happy to have him back.